This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, butt dialing, huh? Butt dialing. They have another name, like a cuter name for it. Like, I forget what they call it, but I call it butt dialing. You know, we've all pretty much done it a time or two, right? You think your phone's done, you put it in your pocket, and it hits the send button, and whoever the last person was that you called gets dialed, and they just hear a bunch of... But occasionally, they hear actual conversation. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And we talk about a lot of issues on this show. And I think they're helpful. Sometimes I know you're probably listening going, Kevin, seriously, is this one you want to cover? Yeah. I think there's always a deeper meaning to a lot of these things. The other day, we talked about these guys that got arrested at Starbucks. It's a deeper meaning. And the deeper meaning was this. Starbucks, a very liberal company, confines all of the liberal doctrines and what have you. Now they got to go through sensitivity training because one location out of thousands, one location dared challenge two black men that were there. Probably did the wrong thing, right? I mean, I was on TV talking about it. These guys, the store probably did the wrong thing, overreacted. The police did the wrong thing. Everybody did wrong, but it's still a local issue. But now that is the Michael Brown of Starbucks. You know, that issue, that location of Philadelphia is the Michael Brown location. Time for us to reestablish civil rights because you know what? Civil rights for all have been broken. You know, if one person is wronged, all have been wronged. And not on all the other things that these knuckleheads say when they want to be social justice warriors. Let's not forget, Starbucks it really is one of supposedly one of the good guys. And the overwhelming thing that I keep telling people is, if you're willing to penalize somebody who's worked so hard to be a purveyor of social justice, I mean, exudes it, what are you going to do to the normal guy? This is running his business. And it isn't even trying to think ahead into what could come next. See, that's the life that we live. That is the situation that leftism has built. So back to butt dial. Butt dialing is an innocent mistake on anybody's part. Now, I know people who've butt dialed, you know, you butt dial in the wrong circumstances, you get in trouble. A guy butt dials and he's talking about his girlfriend, you know, to his boys, and she hears the entire conversation about how he's thinking about breaking up with her, or she's not as pretty, or she's a little chubby, but he doesn't have the heart to tell her. Who knows? Butt dialing. It's like Facebook. Facebook has ruined more, they say Facebook has ruined more relationships than any single source now. Facebook. People now able to track down old, long-lost loves and breaking up with, you know, their families with X number of kids and going, we're done. So a lot of these things, you know, these modern conveniences aren't quite as convenient as we think. A lot of these things that we believe are the purveyors of all things wholesome are, you know, turns out that somebody's going to look for something bad anyway. But this guy... Let's call him Butt Dial Man. He lost his job over a butt dial, suing his former boss for listening in on a conversation over the phone after he accidentally butt dialed his boss. The Atlanta Journal Constitution reports that James Stevens was talking to his wife in 2016 about his boss, Georgia's subsequent injury trust fund director Mike Cohen, who is a former state lawmaker. At the time, Stevens didn't realize that he had pocket dialed, that's what they call it, pocket dialed Cohen, who could hear the entire conversation. Now, not liking what he heard, Cohen told Stevens, you can either resign or you can be fired. So, I don't know, Stevens took one of the options. I mean, either way, he was gone. So, he filed a lawsuit arguing that Cohen knew that he had been inadvertently pocket dialed. I call it butt dialed. But he continued to listen to the conversation, violating Stevens' privacy. Now, between us, I'll tell you this. If you call me, and I've had it happen, not to me on a personal level, but at a business level, but... And you're, you know, like talking smack of me about the other end. You can't unhear that. I could cut it off. and say, you know, but as soon as you hear your name, like, oh, Kevin, man, he's such a jerk. You're like, what? Because you're thinking, I'm not a jerk. Who said I'm a jerk? So you listen. But what Stevens contends is that Cohen should have said, oh, I've been butt dialed and hang it up. I've been butt dialed and hung up. Friends of mine in their car sit down on the phone, push the button, and you can hear the kids in the background, and you know, and that kind of thing. You don't really hear it. But a couple times I've heard the conversation, and I've, you know, pieces of it, and I'll go, oh, you, and I'll be, hello, hello, thinking that they actually called me. And when I figure out after about 10 seconds that they didn't call me, I go, I'll hang up. Or I'll hang up a little sooner thinking if you did want me, you'll call me back. But make no mistake about it. Human nature says if I hear you talking and you're talking smack about me, shoot, I'm going to try to figure out what the heck's going on. I'm going to listen. But in Stevens' lawsuit, he says because it was inadvertent, he knew this call wasn't for him. He violated his privacy. Well, let me just put it to you this way. Your privacy ended when you butt dialed. It isn't his fault to listen. It's your fault that you dial. Maybe the phone makers should put something on there that says, our phone is impervious to butt dialing. But don't be blaming the person who you're talking smack about. Look, I'll just admit it. Dude is embarrassed. He's wanting to call his wife. You know, I don't know. He's probably talked to his boss just now. Then he's talking to his wife, accidentally hits the button because they just got off the phone. He's a little heated. He's talking to his wife. Just admit it. Go to your boss and say, look, man, I was angry. We just got off the phone with one another. Here's what happened. I don't know what's going to happen with him and with this lawsuit. And to be honest with you, I don't think his boss should have just summarily fired him. I don't know. Again, we don't know the circumstances. Is he a good worker? Is he not a good worker? Was the boss giving him a warning or something on the phone? And then he called his wife, you know, or was talking to his wife and said, you won't believe this, you know, jerk just gave me a warning because I continue to underperform. See, there's a lot to know about this before you can render a verdict. But I do know this. Butt dials do happen. They're going to continue to happen. And for somebody to think that, I don't know whether the guy's looking for protection, but he's certainly now escalated to the next level. If I butt dial somebody and I'm talking smack, I'll be honest, I'd probably sue to get my job back if I felt I was good at my job. But if I'm not good at my job, I'm going to go, you know what? The guy was right. I need to move on. I don't need Judge Judy to tell me that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. Lots of stuff. We're still dealing with the fallout of the IG report. Things are going to get worse for the Democrats. That's only going to get worse going into November. We covered a lot of what's going to happen in the election going forward yesterday, but we may touch on it again. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Radio Show.
Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson's show, KJRadio.com. We did a segment a while back on eating meat as being masculine hegemony, which means authority. You know, it's man asserting himself over women by way of diet. And some stupid professor was arguing that, University of Pennsylvania, I believe, but she was arguing that if you're a vegetarian, then you're, as a man, you're much more amenable to hearing about feminism, and you're, you know, you're just more in touch with your feminine side, and you're more easy to get along with or whatever. And let me just go and say, you're a punk, okay? This is that simple. So, and for the record, I don't care if you're a vegetarian, I don't care if you're vegan, whatever, but don't be trying to make it into something more like, oh, I'm giving back more to the world because of my diet. No, you're not. You're just a chump. You're a total chump. Some chick has made you believe that it's going to be better. In fact, I saw another report that says if you're a vegetarian, you are becoming more woman because you don't have the protein, the necessary things to create testosterone. Look, y'all looking at me like I'm trying. I'm not going to defend eating meat. What do you look at me like I'm crazy? I don't have to defend eating meat. I will eat meat probably until the day I die. Unless the doctors say to me, Kevin, the next piece of bacon you eat is going to kill you. I'm going to have to go and soul search. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to give up bacon or good old delicious ribeye steak just because somebody, you better be a vegetarian. I don't care. Enjoy. And every time they tell you, vegetarians live longer. They live longer and they're skinny and pasty looking and all frail. You know, they look like they look 20 years older than they normally do. Let me tell you how to eat right. Get rid of sugars. Keep your carbs relatively low. Don't worry so much about fat and enjoy a good old hearty ribeye steak. That'll do it with some lyonnaise potatoes. Now, that's a lot of carbs, but just, go in moderation. And some asparagus or some broccoli. Man, don't even get me started. I'm at the barbecue right now. So, meat is good for you. But this professor's arguing that vegetarian. And what was so cold about it? Look, it's one thing for you to say, look, I'm living a vegetarian lifestyle. I feel so much better than when I was eating meat. Okay, that's your personal experience. I'm not going to argue with you. But when you come back to me and say, Kevin, your eating of meat means that you want to dominate women. Now you done gone and pissed me off. Okay, I see. We were good up to that point. Now we got to go. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I go to complete jungle. Now I lose the G's at the end of my word. Oh, we finna go at it, huh? Okay, I see how it is. And I get completely ethnic. Yeah. Sorry to do that on you white people. Anyway, there's another story out there floating about. This is not going to be good news for leftists. Woo! You heard of super meat? And don't go there. Okay, don't go there. I know some of you. You guys are out there going, yeah, of course. My wife knows about the super meat. All right. Anyway, there's my sexual innuendo for the day. Super meat, an Israeli biotech and food tech startup developing lab meat chicken meat, has raised $3 million in seed funding. This is actually a feel-good story for leftists and animal advocates and things like that. Latest crop of what they call clean meat companies to get off the ground. Have you even heard of clean meat? I mean, I'm saying, I know people always, I've never heard that term. I assume my meat is clean. So I've never heard that term. Clean meat. Others in this space include Bill Gates' Atomico and DFJ-backed Memphis Meats in Hampton Creek, also exploring lab-grown meat. You remember the movie The Fly? Y'all remember that? When Jeff Goldblum takes a steak and he has one and then he puts one through the chamber, the teleporter, and he goes and gets it and tastes it and whatever his girlfriend at the time, whatever her name is, I know her. She's an actress. Of course she's an actress. She's in the movie. Okay. I self-corrected. Anyway, she takes a bite, Gina Davis, and she spits it out and goes, ugh. But then she eats the other one. It's good. And then Jeff Davis is like, yeah, it's missing something. I don't understand what's happening because the teleportation, the steak should taste the same either way. So that's kind of like, I mean, when I think of meat, lab meat, that's the scene that comes to my head is this going to really taste that way? It's like a, I was eating a, somebody actually tried to pass off bacon, like soy bacon, or tofu bacon. I don't know what it was, but it was something like, I was like, you must be out of your mind. Ain't nothing can replace bacon. Not even bacon flavor, not even bacon bits. Put bacon bits on a salad. And then put bacon on a salad and tell me which one you want. You might as well have teleported that bacon through the machine because nobody wants bacon bits. Bacon bits are little, fried bits of cardboard because compared to fresh old good bacon, you out of your minds. Don't get a brother. See, they got me worked up over bacon. Backing Super Meat, our U.S.-based venture capital fund, New Crop Capital, and mission-oriented VC firm Stray Dog Capital, in addition to strategic investments. So they got a lot of backers is what it amounts to. And the company's co-founder is a guy named Ido Sevier, and this is what he said. He says he's been an ethical vegan for the past 20 years, and he says that their investment, this company's investment in their industry is proof that people are ready to embrace this new technology. So here's my question for the vegans and out there, the people that do not want to eat meat, ethical vegans. They say, I don't like to kill an animal. They kill plants like serial killers, but they won't kill an animal, right, because they don't want a chicken or fish or whatever. And, of course, the vegetarians, by the way, a vegetarian to me, they kind of crack me up, the vegans and the vegetarians, because they do eat meat. They're like leftists. They will tell you publicly, I do not eat meat. And they want to come off all holier than thou. And behind the scenes, man, they're gorging. They're eating ribeye steaks. They're eating fish. They're eating chicken. You don't even be a chicken and get within 2 feet of a vegan privately. You'll pop that neck and have you on a rotisserie. They lie. But they come out and, oh, we want to be this or that. And I'm not saying there's not some hardcore. There are. There's always hardcore. But it's kind of like, you know, the lesbian who says, well, yeah, I was with that dude about a month ago, but I'm still a lesbian. Okay, whatever. Yeah, whatever. So I'm just saying, when you look at this, yeah, sure, you got some ethical issues here, but and I'm curious how many of the vegans are going to adopt to this, are going to go for it. I tried these hamburger patties. Have you guys ever eaten any of those? That they're fake meat patties. They tell you, and they make it look like it on the package, but it's all veggies. And I don't remember what they're called. I don't want to give them a free advertisement anyway. But I tried them, and if they want to if they can convince somebody else that that's hamburger, congratulations. But it ain't. It's not bad to taste. It's not bad to eat. I like vegetables, so I don't mind you popping them all together and frying them up. But don't act like it's something new and it's replacing the burger. It ain't. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What show would be complete without talking about a little bit of, you know, just regular news going on, a mixture of politics and pop culture? This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Go ahead and jot that down, 844-551-8255. Why? Because you're going to want to call. And leave a message. You don't get us, leave a message. It's no big deal. We'll play it on the show. I'll call you back and chat with you if you want. Just ask if I have the time. Happy to do it. Hey, listen, Barbara Bush, she says, I don't want any more. You know, don't try to fix me anymore. I'm 90-something years old. You know, I'm tired. I understand. I'll be honest with you. I'm no longer a fan of the Bushes. I always wanted to meet the Bush family. I really did. I met Bucky. He died. He lives in St. Louis. Bucky died. And I always wanted to meet George. I like the guy. You know, yeah, we're about to, you know, do something nuclear. And I always liked him. I always felt like, you know, he has America's best interest in mind. Now, in retrospect, as I look back, as people would say, Kevin, why did you come out and with Bush? And I was like, I don't know why I wasn't political with Bush. Probably because I was gainfully employed. When Obama came through, I had a new contract with a company. It's supposed to last a year. They ended it in 7 months, maybe less. Yeah, about 7 months. And a big mistake on their part. We were about to make them a fortune, but they got scared. I don't get it. I didn't even ask questions. I just moved on. My book had come out. I thought, all right, changing careers. I didn't think I was going to change that abruptly. But I had a lot of money in the bank, so I thought everything was cool. Then I lost all my money. Yeah, spent it on this career. Invested in my career. Invested in myself. But anyway, wanted to meet the Bushes, thought they were cool people, thought they really had America's best interest in mind. Then I started looking at the people that George Bush put around him. Condoleezza Rice, she's a rhino. Nice lady, but a rhino. Oh, Colin Powell, A2 Brute, A2. This dude is the biggest traitor to Republicans I think I've ever met. And on down the line, nothing but a bunch of rhinos, passionate conservative. We're going to have some passionate conservatism. Hey, George, conservatism is passionate. It's also Christian. It's a beautiful thing. You don't have to put anything in front of it. So Bush was a wreck, a train wreck, a fiscal, financial, economic train wreck who catered to the Obamas, who didn't give a crap about him, and he still remains good friends with them, feeding into their racist narrative. So, you look, I will wish Barbara Bush nothing but good health. We all have to go. She's in her 90s. I think she's probably made peace with it all. So good for her. You know, rest in peace at the appropriate time. John McCain had a secret surgery. I don't know if you saw them wheeling him down the way. And I'm, you know, acquaintances with his daughter, Megan McCain. And I, you know, I can tell you I have no love lost for John McCain. His time as a captive on behalf of the United States military as a prisoner of war, he's worn that out as far as I'm concerned with all of his antics. And, you know, for the life of me, I don't know why this guy hasn't retired. I don't wish him any ill will. He's ill. I wish him nothing but, you know, good health, to be honest with you. But I'm not going to have any. I have, if it were, you know, Trump that was in there, I would be like, oh, dude, you know, it would be a big deal to me. When Reagan was sick, I was like, oh, man, Reagan got Alzheimer's. Oh, dude, you know, John McCain is like, hey, it's like anybody else. Hey, look, I wish for a speedy recovery. But no, I can't give you more than that. I don't believe John McCain cares about us. I think John McCain's about John McCain. And I'm happy that his family, you know, I feel for Megan because I know she, you know, it's her father. And it was funny when I used to do Outnumbered quite often, I would be, you know, I'm glad I didn't have to do much with Megan and they wouldn't touch that topic because I'm not a fan of her father's and I wasn't going to hold back. And it's difficult to do. So they intentionally didn't talk about her dad, not just for me, for anybody, because they didn't want her to have to defend him. Hey, here's a pop culture story. And this one hits a little closer to home in the sense that I used to watch the show Night Court, and Harry Anderson, he died, the judge on that. And, you know, I hadn't heard anything from him in ages. I just remember him being this really young court, judge in Night Court, which had the big, remember the big dude who was his bailiff? The big, you know, a white dude with a bald head that had a booming bass voice. And I don't remember the show to a big degree, but I do remember, you know, Harry Anderson. And it brought, when I heard he died, it took me back to a time where I was like, I remember this guy. You know, it's not like, I don't know, I can't describe it. And maybe you guys did it too. You know, like there are people that die that like are old time actors or actresses. And you're like, well, I don't really know them. But when it's during your formative years, it hits closer to home, I think, because you start thinking, hey, I'm kind of getting close to that person's age. Maybe that was it. Anyway, I'm you know, again, we all got to go. We all got to go. So Harry Anderson of Night Court passed away. We've lost, what, two or three people? I mean, they come in threes, Kevin. Death comes in threes. And I'm like, shut up. 125,000 people a day die. Death comes in threes. Maybe, you know, three, you know, police officers died there. Three, you know, firefighters or whatever. But no, death doesn't come in threes. Look at any given time on death, and I promise you there's more than three people that die. We've got another story, too, I want to get into. Stormy Daniels. Don't know why there's a sun up in the sky, Stormy Daniels. Lena Horne. Stormy weather. Stormy Daniels is now revealing. This is funny. This is a pop culture story meets politics the best in a while. This was funny. Stormy Daniels is now revealing a sketch artist rendering of the mystery man who allegedly threatened her to back off, Donald Trump. Get this. The ex-porn star was on The View when she revealed the composite that she and her attorney, Michael Avenatti, recently had done based on her memory. I'm sorry. This is too funny. Of the 2011 incident. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If I can remember a lot of stuff, 7 years ago, you threatened me to back off. First of all, why? Why would somebody threaten her to back off? I'm just saying. Theoretically, she got paid. She slept with a billionaire. I'm just giving you the theoreticals. She's had an affair with a billionaire, got paid a bunch of money, and somebody says, back off. Back off of what? Did she want more of Donald Trump, little hands man, or what? What is the deal? So it goes beyond even belief that she would even be talking about it, but that's what she said. So she says they did a composite. She says, you'll recall, she says, the man approached her in 2011 and told her, leave Trump alone. Forget the story. Or else, dun, 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 dun. And what was funny about it, I'm looking at the sketch, and the dude is a cross between, like, Fabio And I'm thinking, is this father? I mean, the dude is a chiseled male model. I'm not kidding. It's not like some ominous, you know, like, oh, like the bad guy in the movies. You know, bald headed, kind of potato chip looking head or something. No. He's a dude that you might see on, I'm not even exaggerating this a bit. Go Google it. Go to TMZ. Google man who threatened Stormy Daniels. And the dude looks like he could be on the cover of GQ. He's a model. He's a freaking Italian model. And so they do this sketch. And I'm thinking, it looks like Fabio without the long hair. And then you go a little farther down and somebody else said it looked like Tom Brady. It looked like, so Tom Brady's moonlighting. By the way, Brady's a big fan of Donald Trump. Think about it. Look, let's connect the dots. Let's connect the dots here for the leftists. So Tom Brady, you know, he lost the Super Bowl. I'm only giving you reasons as to why he might be vindictive. He lost the Super Bowl. And so maybe he's like, okay, I need to take some aggression out. And Donald Trump says, hey, Tom, you know, I've got this girl. She's stalking me. And Tom's like, I've got it. I'll handle it, Mr. President. Dude looks like Tom Brady. He looks like a cross between Tom Brady and Fabio if they had a child. That's what the dude would grow up to look like, is the guy who's apparently menacing Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels. Leave Trump alone. Forget the story. Or, we won't take you out for lattes. I won't give you makeup tips. I'll see you on the runway, you witch. The dude, he's a good looking guy, but I don't think he can fight. I'm just saying. Stormy Daniels knows bouncers in every city at the clubs that she worked at. She ain't worried about no dude stalking her. In 2011, so apparently the guy wasn't that good at his job because she came back and she wants her pound of flesh now from Donald Trump. I don't know what to tell you. Yikes. Lots more to discuss. What are you talking about out there? Yeah. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. I got a message from Dee Dee. Yeah, Dee Dee. And I don't think Dee Dee's black. I think Dee Dee is a white lady. But, yes, name of Dee Dee. Because there's a lot of Dee Dees in the black community. But I don't believe this one's a black Dee Dee. And here's why. She says, she writes me this. I was looking for an email to send my opinion to. But being new here, I had to get up from resting after listening to you talk about Cory Booker. For you made me laugh so hard I could have busted a gut. You see, I just moved here from a blue state. I call it RICO, R-I, like RICO. Oh, so R-I, the land of the progressives. I don't know if she's talking about Rhode Island. But she says, and you have to understand that the female fraud who calls herself the governor is married to Andy Moffitt, a Yaley, who is a college roommate to Booker, another Yaley. In fact, the incompetent governor herself is a Yaley, and she puts Yaleys in her administration. So when you mention Cory Booker interrogating Pompeo about gays, my ex-state friends, if they could only hear you speak with me, would like me agree with you about him being gay and bisexual. They all are. And I had to jog my memory for what I said in this episode about Cory Booker, because it was about him talking to Pompeo. Pompeo! I remember that because every time I hear the name Pompeo, I want to do like an island dance. Pompeo! You know, I just want to shake. You know what I mean? Pompeo! Pompeo! And then a language. Anyway, I like the name. Maybe I'm not having any more kids, but if I did, I would probably name, boy or girl, Pompeo. Pompeo Jackson. Anyway, I had to dust off a little, because here's the thing about the radio with me. And in general, if I write something, people go, Kevin, you remember writing this? I'm like, no, I don't. If I read what I write, I don't remember that I wrote it. It's just it's a curse. Maybe it's a blessing and a curse, because I don't remember. It's just not a big deal to me. I say what I say in the moment because that's what I'm feeling in the moment. And that's not to say I'm saying something that doesn't apply. The reason why it's cool to be able to go, I don't remember saying specifically that, is no matter what you bring back on to me, I know at my core if I did it. Like if you say, Kevin, you said that you would have, you know, there was a time when you would have thought about voting for Hillary. I'd go, you are a doggone liar. It just wouldn't happen. But because my thoughts are so free to be expressed, because I'm unencumbered by politics, like, well, I might run for office and they're going to hold that against me. Or I might want to get a TV show one day and they're going to come back and look at this or that, or a radio show. Because they're firing people left and right for half the stuff that I say. I'm not controversial. I promise you I'm not. I have not said anything controversial since I entered politics. Not in talking about women, who I can't stand feminists. Some people say that's controversial. I explain it. I love conservative women. I love the idea that women can be anything they want. But the definition of feminist, I absolutely can't stand them. Because they're essentially saying, we hate men. It's like a black people going, Black Lives Matter. And you go, All Lives Matter. And oh, that's racist. So feminists say, women power. And I go, well, men power.
Oh, look at you talking about men power.
I go, all power. All power. No, you can't have all power. Men have had power for decades or whatever. Women have had power for decades. You just haven't known how to use it. Y'all don't. The conservative women have wielded power over men. They, while you've believed, the feminists are teaching women that men have been in charge of things, that's a blatant lie. Women have been in charge of things since the beginning of man. This is a fact. So don't talk to me about male domination or whatever else. Women have been in charge. And the women who've been in charge, you know, when women were being dominated by men, I promise you, there were strong women going, continue to dominate them. As they were dominating the men who were dominating the women. That's the way it works. So it's not controversial. I've talked about gays. I told you guys there's no such thing as a transsexual. I tell you that, you know, anybody who would dare want to legislate based on the way that they have sex or the partners that they choose to have sex is an idiot. I completely believe that. That's not to discount the idea that people have discriminated against them because it is not a societal norm. Okay, fine. I get it. I sympathize with you. Guess what? Same things happen to my peoples. Yes, black folks. But I'm not going to make any concessions because we live in America, see? You can overcome all that stuff. I don't say controversial things. I back up what I tell you. It's based on sound thought. And here's the other thing. I ain't backing away from it because you think you're going to,
oh, I'll get rid of a sponsor. I'll do this or that.
Fine. Get rid of them. Not going to bother me one bit. So anyway, I wanted to look back on this Cory Booker thing, and I found it. Let's see what Dee Dee was having such fun with. I mean, really? Do you want to ask a potential Secretary of State candidate what he feels about gay sex? Cory the Gay Blade Booker, the man of ambiguous sexuality, standing up for his peeps when questioning Pompeo. 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 Like an African dance now. Pompeo. Here's what he said. Here's the clip so you guys can hear it for yourselves.
You said in a speech that mourning an America that endorses perversion and calls it an alternative lifestyle, is your words, is being gay a perversion?
Senator, I when I was a politician, I had a very clear view on whether it was appropriate for two same-sex persons to marry. I stand by that.
So you do not believe it's appropriate for two gay people to marry?
Senator, I continue to hold that view. It's the same view.
And so people in the State Department, I've met some in Africa, that are married under your leadership, you do not believe that that should be allowed?
Senator, I believe it's the case. We have married gay couples at the CIA. You should know. I treated them with the exact same set of rights.
Do you believe that gay sex is a perversion? Yes or no?
Senator,
do you believe that gay sex is a perversion? Because this is what you said here,
Senator,
in one of your speeches. Yes or no, do you believe gay sex is a perversion?
Senator, I'm going to give you the same answer I just gave you previously. My respect for every individual, regardless of their sexual orientation, is the same.
I will conclude by saying, sir, you're going to be Secretary of State of the United States at a time that we have an increase in hate speech and hate actions against Jewish Americans, Muslim Americans, Indian Americans. Hate acts are on the increase in our nation. You're going to be representing this country and their values abroad in nations where gay individuals are under untold persecution, untold violence. Your views do matter. You're going to be dealing with Muslim states and on Muslim issues. And I do not necessarily concur that you are pouring the values of our nation when you can't even, when you believe that there are people in our country that are perverse, and where you think that you create different categories of Americans and their obligations when it comes to condemning of violence.
The funny part of all of that, welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson. The funny part of all of that is he has the nerve to bring up Muslims. Barack Obama, king of the Muslims. And you're going to be dealing with Muslims. You know why Cory Booker says that? He says you're going to be dealing with Muslims because Muslims don't like gays. What are you going to do? Are you going to agree with him? Why didn't he ask that question of Barack Obama? Why hasn't he asked that question of Keith Ellison? Why hasn't he asked that question of Louis Farrakhan? These are all people that Cory Booker hangs around with. I'm just telling you, the most disingenuous people on the planet. Man, and by the way, Cory Booker's been asked point blank, are you gay? He will not answer the question because you know what? He is gay. Well, he's a B of the LGB community. There is no T. Stop calling it the LGBT. Call it the LGBQ. And you'll drive them crazy. Leftists get crazy. When you take something away, we're LGBT. No, you're not. You're LGB. There's no such thing as a transsexual. Oh, I need to do a song about that. So Pompeo does the right thing. I stand by my view. He was wishy-washy. I stand by my view. He's like, well, I stand by my view. And what's funny, did you notice he says, I met some in Africa. Did you notice how Cory Booker said, I met some in Africa? Really? So if you had met those gays in Scandinavia, would it have been a different thing? He had to bring in Africa. You know, you're going to be going to Africa. You're going to be dealing with gay Africans. Really? And what should we do there? Should my view change? Because I would be on the motherland. Hey, oh. By the way, he's got the right name. Pompeo. King Pompeo is here. Welcome, King Pompeo. That was pretty funny. I'm laughing at it myself. I told you guys, when I hear the name Pompeo, that it does make me feel like I need to be doing some sort of a tribal dance. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was back. We did that show last week, and I'm glad you reminded me of that, Dee Dee. And I'm also glad you're a listener. Thank you for listening to the program. Thank you. And she said let me tell you what else she said. She said, I stumbled upon your show by accident. She was searching the web or something, and she found me by accident. Yeah, she lives in Sarasota. Yeah, anyway, she says she enjoys the show. Glad she was channel surfing. We're glad you were channel surfing. I got to leave it there because you know what? I'm done for the day. Doggone it. Talk to you soon.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.